Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person
Yes,
who
ma'am.
requested this call? I need to advise
Yes,
you
ma'am.
this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Okay. Wanted to see about filing for Alabama unemployment.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your Social Security number?
426-532-009.
Okay, that's gonna be 426-532-009. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is Jeffrey Allen Browning, 731-77, and my mother's maiden name is Heard, Heard.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
The last paycheck I got weekly, or
No, sir. Filing your weekly certification for benefits.
I haven't filed a claim or
Okay, you said you haven't
anything.
filed. Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am. I hope so.
Do you have
46 years
difficulty?
here.
Yes, sir. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No,
What is your preferred language?
ma'am. English?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Unfortunately, no. I was not able to enlist.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college. Graduated high school and 2 semesters of college.
That's going to be a 2-year and a 4-year.
It was 2 semesters of a 2-year college.
Yes, sir. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Heard, Heard.
Okay, that's gonna be Heard. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your driver's license state and your number?
It's a Mississippi. I live 2 miles from the Alabama state line. The number is 800-958-016.
Okay, that's gonna be 800-958-016.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit be fine.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Be checking.
And what is your routing number?
That's a good question. It's Cadence Bank, Bankrupt South. Do not have my routing number handy.
Did you want me to put you down for the benefits card, or you want to be able to give us a call back with your banking information?
Let's see. 201-278-04. May have to put me down for a call back tomorrow or when I'll be home and have my banking information. Let
Okay,
me
you
step
can.
inside here. My mother-in-law might still have her. See. I know my checking account number, but I don't know how the routing number memorized.
Okay, I could look it up for you. Would that be okay?
That'd be fine.
Okay, and what's the name of your bank?
Cadence. It used to be Bancorp South, but it's Cadence Banking now.
Okay, you said Cadence Banking?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Cadence.
Okay, I found the routing number for you. Did you want to write it down just in case?
Yeah, I'll put it down here.
Okay.
All right, shoot.
Okay, it's 084
201
278. That's correct.
It's 084, I always forget.
Okay. Just give me one moment. I'm still trying to put in this router number for you. For some reason. Not let me put, let me just see here. 084. Let me save it. 201 271 278. Okay, what is your account number?
548 584 02.
Okay, that's gonna be 548 584 02.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
51010-51010 Wolf, WOLFE Road, Caledonia, CALEDONIA, Mississippi, 39740.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
662-315-9617.
Okay. Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Sure.
Okay. And what is that number again? I do apologize about that.
662-315-9617.
Okay, that's going to be 662-315-9617.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
J as in Jeff, and the word and, A-N-D, J-A-N-D, the letter T, as in Tanya, O-I, and my last name, Browning, J-N-T Browning, at yahoo.com.
Okay, that's going to be J-N-T Browning at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 51010 Wolf Road, Caledonia, Mississippi, 39740, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other foreign corporations have you ever been associated with? Is it Advocates Realty? Is it Cayuga Gallery Real Estate? Is it Dexter Credit Union? It's an OxMed Properties, or it's a none of the above?
None.
That's going to be none of the above.
Yeah, none of those. Not that I know of, anyway.
Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's a Vicksburg. It's a Smithfield. It's a Nashville. It's a Moss Point. Or is it none of the above?
Smithfield, Mississippi.
What color is your 2005 Ford F-250? Is it black? Is it blue? Is it silver? Is it yellow? Or had never been associated with this vehicle?
2004 F-250 is blue.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I applied for Mississippi, and I don't know if I got denied or not, because, you know, I've never received anything or any kind of email or any kind of confirmation or anything for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get anything.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be yes or no?
Have I applied for or received, right?
Yes, sir.
Applied for, yes. Received, no.
Okay, which one did you want me to put you down for? Is it because did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama or a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
Yes. Not as much as I did when I was working there.
Yes, sir. Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. When was the last day that you were?
September the 26th. Now, that was for the job after I took after Alabama job. That was my last paying job.
Yes, sir. That's going to be September the 26th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Solo commission, I guess.
Okay, that's going to be yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd like to keep it less than 50 if I'm doing an hourly job.
That's going to be 50 miles?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$16.
That's going to be $16.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
I was an insurance claims adjuster. That was my last job anyway.
Okay, you said you was an insurance claims adjuster?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Was your job description when you were investigating, analyzing, and determined the extent or assurance company's liability concerning personal casualty or property loss or damages?
Property loss.
Okay, is that going to be the one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I have an interview here in about 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, sir. What is the name of your employer?
The company I was working for is E. A. Renfro. R-E-N-F-R-O-E.
Is that the name on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And you said the name of it is E.R. Renfrey. Is that correct?
E.A. E.A. Renfro.
Renfro. Okay, thank you.
R-E-N-F-R-O-E.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the information.
Okay.
What is your employer address?
Birmingham. I don't have there. Let's look it up real quick.
Okay.
Corporate Drive, Birmingham.
Zip code
35242.
Okay, that's gonna be 1600 Corporate Drive, Birmingham, Alabama 35242.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
205-982-6230.
That's going to be 205-982-6230.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
That would be May the 30th.
Is that going to be 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
September the 26th.
That's going to be September the 26th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Willmar, Minnesota. W-I-L-L-M-A-R.
Okay, that's going to be Willmar, Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Willmar. W-I-L-L-M-A-R.
Okay, let me change this E out of there. And that's going to be Willmar, Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
End of deployment. I was sent there for a massive wind and hail event in early May. I stayed for 4 months and was released due to finishing of work.
Have you been discharged?
Laid off. So.
Okay, you've been laid off. There's no work is available. Was it because of lack
ma'am.
Of work? Okay, you say yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's going to be laid off. There's no work is available. Is that the correct one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you, let's say, have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
I can.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 0977.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
No, 0977.
Yes, sir, that's correct. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number in the PIN you use for this claim when you file your weekly certification. You can file online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389.
All right, what was that email again? labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, sir.
That phone number one more time?
Yes, sir. It's 800-752-7389. You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete the weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, next week. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file the instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.